What do you think, Uncle Jason?
Well, short of tearing this hope chest apart, I don't see anything of value. Unless it's sentimental, like this baby blanket. Someone hand-knitted it.
What are these initials, BB?
Probably the babies.
I'm stuck. Skint is within reach because he's after something that's right here. Right under my nose, but I don't see it.
Monty, how long have you been after him?
Ever since the Green Ring case. He's the one that got away, and that really bugs me. But I always seem to be two steps behind him. Now, for once, I feel like I'm a step ahead, and I don't even know what that step is.
Well, how'd you get this close?
Felicia Larson. We were working a different case that led back to her. Then we discovered that Felicia was a con artist herself, just like Skint. One of the best, in fact. Everyone playing that game knew her. They called her Mama. She's got police records under a dozen different names, and it wasn't until we found her that we were able to connect them. She knew Skint and Buck Oliver's parents. She was like a mentor to them. She took Buck's mother under her wing.
So Buck's parents were con artists?
His dad, mostly. I mean, his mom occasionally helped out, but wasn't deeply involved in their cons. Skint was a close friend to them all. I mean, as much of a friend as someone like Skint can ever be.
Does Buck know?
I hope not. Buck's ignorance about his past is what's keeping Skint away from him. If Buck knew anything, you can be sure Skint would be there.
And what about Felicia? Why couldn't you get her to tell you what Skint's after?
We tried. For every truth she spoke, you could be sure she was also telling two lies.
Oh.
All I know is that Skint wants some papers.
Well, there aren't any papers in this hope chest.
But Skint is here, which means whatever he's after is here. So I still have hope I can finally catch him.
Well, the trick is learning to think like Skint, but without becoming him. I'm guessing Two-Bits will break into my shop tonight.
I'm pretty sure he will. I have 5 agents stationed around town to follow him, and I'm going to plant a tracking device in the hope chest.
That should do it.
You know, I appreciate your help, Uncle Jason. It's reassuring to have family nearby.
Sure thing. But your grandfather won't be happy to know you're in town and haven't stopped by to see him.
I'll do that after I've caught Skint.
Jules? Hi.
Hi, Buck. Did you forget? The movies.
Oh,
I was at Wits End.
I'm so sorry. It's been a crazy day.
If you don't want to go,
Well, I don't know about the movies, but come in. I just got some good news.
Good news about what exactly?
I know who I am.
What? Oh, hi, Jules. Hi, Katrina.
Greetings,
hi,
Jules.
Eugene. So what's going on here?
Look. Proof that I was born.
Aren't you proof that you were born?
I mean, my birth certificate. Show her, Katrina.
Here. Wow, it looks formal.
Read it out loud.
Record of birth, Harlanville Hospital. This certifies that Buck Jebediah Oliver...
Wait, isn't that Mr. Skint's first name?
Uh-huh.
Buck Jebediah Oliver was born to Dolly Tender Oliver.
That's my mother's name, Dolly Tender Oliver.
Right. I just thought it was Stacia Bartley.
Apparently not.
To Dolly Tender Oliver and Novus Ordo Oliver.
What kind of name is Novus Ordo?
An unusual one. Novus Ordo Seclorum is Latin for New Order of the Ages. It's one of the two mottos that appear on the Great Seal of the United States, which can be found on the back of your dollar bill.
A dollar bill? Is that why they named you Buck?
I don't know. But you see, according to this, I was born at 11:21 a.m. on a Friday, the 24th of March. The attending physician was Dr. Hollister Carver.
Who, unfortunately, is deceased.
Huh?
Oh, I had to check, you know.
Well, congratulations, Buck. We should celebrate.
Indeed. The two of you should go out. I want to investigate these various names further.
And I'll put the mirror back together.
Are you sure?
Go on, Buck. You didn't make it to the movies. At the very least, buy Jules a milkshake to celebrate.
Only if you want to, Buck.
I do.
You didn't have to walk me home, Buck. I could have had Connie drive me. She was closing up Wits End anyway.
I feel bad about forgetting the movie. And all things considered, I think a walk is good.
You know, you really haven't said how you feel. About knowing the names of your parents after all this time?
It doesn't seem real yet. And it raises more questions than answers.
Like what?
Like, why didn't Mr. Skint tell me? What kind of people were my parents? Though, I'm pretty sure I know.
You do?
I can't fool myself, Jules. When I think about everything we've learned today, and I put it with everything Felicia Larson told me before, it's pretty obvious that things don't line up. Why would she tell me my mom's name is Stacia Bartley when my official birth certificate says Dolly Tender Oliver? Was she wrong? I don't think so. I sensed it when I met her, but I didn't want to think about it.
Sense what exactly?
Felicia was a con artist.
Really?
Everything she said, what she didn't say, this whole thing with the mirror and the painting, there's nothing normal about it.
You haven't had a normal life.
That's right. I was surrounded by folks who lied for a living. They deceived other people to get money, so I'm putting the pieces together. And I think my parents' names were aliases. And who needs aliases except for someone who needs to use them? My mom and dad were con artists.
You can't know that for sure.
I'm as sure as I can be of anything about my life. That was my world, Jules. It's who I am.
No, it's who you were. It's not who you are now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm tempted to lie, just to see if I can still do it without getting caught. Sometimes I feel like my life here will suddenly disappear, and I'll have to go back to what I know.
No matter what happens, I don't believe you'll do that.
Really? I know we keep talking about it, but I have to wonder. Do we change? Not just the way we look and act on the outside, but deep inside. Do we? Can we?
Buck, you always said yes. And lately, I've begun to believe it. I want to hope we do. I know you have, Buck. So have I since coming here.
Jules?
Jules, Buck, sorry, what are you two doing?
Taking a walk.
Yep.
Closing up the shop?
Oh, yeah, business was slow, so how are you guys doing?
I'm okay.
Me too.
Okay.
I just found out who my parents are.
That's amazing. How did you find out?
I found my birth certificate.
Found it? What, just lying around somewhere?
Long story. But a woman in Millsburg died and sent me a painting and a mirror.
Oh, no kidding. Millsburg, huh? Well, that is, that's something. Listen, since I'm an antique-y kind of guy, I wouldn't mind seeing them. Where are they?
The mirror's back at the house, and the painting is at Jacques Henri's gallery.
And you know, it's weird because Buck's birth certificate was hidden in the back of the mirror.
I'm really sorry, but I just realized that I didn't set the alarm inside the shop, so I should go take care of that back in the shop. So I need to...
Go?
Yeah.
Back in the shop.
Right. Listen, I'll catch up with you two later, and hey, good news about your birth certificate.
I guess I'm not the only one having a weird day.
Buck, it's always weird around here.
No kidding. I think Eugene just drove by.
Is he checking up on us? How cute.
No. He's turning into the police station.
Why would he be going there?
I'd like to find out.
What? What mirror and painting?
Keep your voice down, Monty.
All right.
I don't understand how Felicia could send those off without you knowing. You were watching her, weren't you?
I couldn't watch her around the clock because I didn't know what I was dealing with. I should have known she was up to something. All right, where are the mirror and the painting? Are they at Eugene's?
The mirror is, but the painting's at Henri's art gallery.
Well, that means the Hope Chest may not be the only thing Skint wants.
Maybe he doesn't know about the mirror or the painting. Felicia might have outfoxed him, too.
But what could be so important about Buck's birth certificate? There has to be more. Where's Buck now?
He was walking with Jules Kendall. I assume they're headed to her house, or back to Eugene's.
All right, I'll put one of my guys on Eugene and Katrina's house, and then one on the gallery. Well, let's just hope the bait we have still works.
Thank you for meeting me at this late hour, Detective.
Well, as they say, rust never sleeps.
Who says that?
It was on a sign out at Wally's.
Well, what exactly is the phrase supposed to mean?
Oh, never mind. Let's talk about these characters you called about. Dolly Tender and Novus Oliver.
It was very peculiar. Often you can find out virtually anything about anyone online, from birth dates to flu shots to shoe sizes. But there was nothing about either Dolly Tender or Novus Oliver. That's why I thought I would ask you to check the official non-public police records.
I did, after you called.
Hmm.
I didn't find much.
Oh.
The feds have a block on some of the more recent information. But here's what I have. Novus Ordo Oliver, alias Cash Oliver.
Cash, truly?
Yeah, something to do with the dollar bill.
Indeed.
Novus was a low-rent scam artist, arrested on 3 occasions for fraud, using a different alias with each one. He had a dozen that we know of.
Hmm.
Versions of Oliver, like Olivier and Novus as a last name. Ordo and Bartleby and Bartley.
Bartley?
Yeah, but there weren't any crimes connected to the name. Cash died in a car accident some 15 years ago.
What about his wife?
Dolly Tender Oliver. Nothing.
Nothing? Not even a record of Buck's birth in Harlanville?
I happen to know that any hospital records from Harlanville are not available to anyone.
How do you know that?
I was born there. Mm. But the hospital burned down 10 years ago, and all the records with it.
Oh. Well, did you happen to find out anything about Felicia Miller Larson?
Felicia? Oh, yeah. I know her. I also know that she died recently.
Mm.
Eugene, if any of this is connected to her, then I have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
You do?
Now, come on, Eugene. I got called out to Hagler's earlier today because some guy took a baseball bat to his shop.
What?
Yeah, and the same guy showed up at Jason's place.
Jason's? Why?
He was looking for something connected to Felicia Larson.
Oh.
And now you're in here asking about Buck's family. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Oh, well, whatever you think, Buck is certainly not involved.
Certainly he is. When this kind of trouble comes to Odyssey, I have to think of Buck.
Now that is grossly unfair, Detective.
Unfair, but true. Listen to me, Eugene. You have to be careful. With Buck in your life, you have to brace yourself for trouble. Now don't get me wrong, the kid has improved since you took him in. At least on the surface.
On the surface?
Yeah, his behavior. But in his heart, he'll always be the same kid he was. When all is said and done, he'll go back to what he knows best.
Is that what you really think, Detective?
Buck. Yeah, Buck. That's what I really think. Prove me wrong. Oh, and you can start by not spying on us.
I was looking for Eugene.
Well, you found him. All right, we're done here. If I find out anything else, I'll let you know. And you do the same for me, right, Buck?
We will, of course. Let's go home, Buck.
Whatever is happening around Odyssey is connected to you, Buck. I don't know what it is, but I intend to find out.
Jules is waiting for me downstairs. I'll walk her home.
No, I'd rather drive you both.
I need a walk. Please.
Buck, if this is about what Detective Polhouse said, well, don't...
You don't have to say anything.
No, in fact, I do. Katrina and I are not afraid of your past nor any trouble that might come from it. I want you to know we'll stand by your side no matter what. We are prepared to do that.
I appreciate it, Eugene. But I don't know if I'm prepared to let you do that.
Alright, that's it. All locked up. I don't see anybody.
Skint is around somewhere. I can feel it.
Maybe you should put a tracking device on me, huh? You know, it's funny, but I don't remember how to behave when I think I'm being watched.
Good night, Uncle Jason.
Good night, Monty.
Mm-hmm. There goes Mr. Antiques.
Where? That's the owner.
Mm.
Chameleons and camouflage. It's the stiletto.
What?
Jason Whittaker. Now I know why my ear whiskers have been twitching so much. He worked undercover on my last job here.
He's a cop? What's he doing running an antique shop?
He's probably a front. Come on, we're done.
What about the hope chest?
An undercover cop has it. That's too close for comfort. And do you see that van in the parking lot? Over there by the drugstore.
What about it?
Odds are it's there for us. The people inside are watching the antique shop.
So that's it? We're done?
Tonight we are. Contingencies, Two Bits. Always have contingencies.
What kind of contingencies if they know you're here?
They don't know I'm here, but they know you are. They're fishing, don't you see? It's a scam. And trust me, lad, the police have never come up with a scam that can catch me. Now let's get out of here.
Where to?
There's someone I need to see, but I have to do it alone.
Thanks for an unusual night, Buck. It's not too often a girl gets to go out with a guy who has just learned who his parents are, and then visits a police station.
It's better than a movie. Good night, Jules.
Good night, Buck. Be careful going home.
Home.
Hello, my boy.
Mr. Skim?
Greeting cards and glow sticks. Is that the best hello you can give me after all this time?
Were you expecting a warm hug?
Get in. We need to talk.
Where are you taking me?
Back to the Meldovs. That's where you want to go, isn't it?
The Meldsners. It is. Okay. So what's the scam this time?
I've come to rescue you from a mundane life that's stifling your natural talents, boy. That's the scam. Adventures await you, if you have the good sense to join me.
I have missed the way you can take a lie and spin it into gold.
Look me in the eye and tell me that your life here has any of the excitement we had together.
Before we talk about my life here, let's talk about my life before I got here. Tell me about Dolly and Cash. The truth.
That's impressive, my boy. You found them all on your own.
Why did I have to find what you should have told me years ago?
Come to terms, Buck. And I'll answer all your questions.
What terms?
I need you, my boy. A little bit of your time, a little bit of your help. Give me that, and I'll tell you everything you want to know.
You want my help with what? What kind of con are you playing?
It's the long end, my boy. A big one that'll wrap everything up.
What's the price?
Do you remember Albuquerque?
How could I forget?
Multiply that by 100.
That's a pretty big price.
If I get this, I'm done with the life, my boy.
You'll never give up the life. You wouldn't know how.
On my mother's apron strings, I swear it. That's why I need you.
If I say I'm not interested?
You don't want to say no to me. I would hate for someone you care about to get hurt, the Meltzners. Or that little girl you were just with? What's her name? Jules? Appropriate, you liking a girl with that name?
Seriously? You're threatening me with violence.
It's not my preference, you understand, but my current protege has a propensity for it that I can't always control. He has surprised me on occasion.
Then why are you with him?
Losing you left a great void in my life, Buck. It truly has. And I'll say this. Two Bits has ambition. He's got his eyes on the prize.
I can't work with someone who uses violence. You always said it. The violent ones don't use their brains. They're trouble.
Then ribbons and rattlesnakes save me. You're the best. And I need the best to pull this off. Think about it, Buck. Have you forgotten the way the heart races when you're within an arm's reach of finishing the score?
I can't just walk away from these people. They've become
my family.
Send them postcards if you want, or here's an idea. I can kidnap you. We'll split the ransom.
Eh, you wouldn't get much from these folks.
What's your answer?
It's too much to think about tonight.
The clock is ticking, my boy. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
I'll meet you around this time tomorrow. At the play area at the edge of McAllister Park. You remember that?
I do.
But if I go along with you, I want to know the truth about my life. The truth, Mr. Skimp.
You'll get the truth, my boy.
And nobody gets hurt.
Nobody will need to.
Just pull over here.
All right. One thing that's nagging at me, how did you find out about Dolly and Cash?
My birth certificate.
How did you come by that?
I'll answer if you'll explain why you always talked about Dolly Tender like you were in love with her. What was she? An old girlfriend of yours before she married my father? What was going on? I mean, she gave me your middle name.
The truth of it, my boy, is that I loved her. She was everything I ever wanted in a woman, but she loved another, and that was that. Now tell me how you came by the information.
Felicia Larson sent me a couple of things that I assume belonged to my mother.
What things?
What's it matter now? It won't help you to know.
Then there's no reason not to tell me.
She sent me a mirror. The birth certificate was tucked inside.
The one with the gold frame?
Yes, sir.
I saw it 100 times, but I didn't think to check it. What a creative woman your mother was. Felicia, too. Shrewd, the both of them. Was there a painting? Is that the other thing?
Why were you looking for my birth certificate?
You say yes tomorrow night and you'll find out.
Tomorrow night it is.
Now listen, Buck. I shouldn't have to tell you not to mention me to anyone or bring the police or do anything stupid or, well...
Your protege might hurt the people I care about.
I wouldn't want there to be a misunderstanding between us.
No, sir. I understand you completely.
Hello?
Eugene?
Hi.
Sorry to call so late, but I need to talk to you. Well, all of you, but especially Buck. About the painting?
Oh, hold on, Penny. Buck just came in, and I'll put you on speaker.
Okay.
Katrina?
Oh, yes.
Go on.
Hi, Penny.
Telephone. Hi, Katrina.
We are all present and accounted for, Penny. What is the urgency?
Well, I was talking to Wooten earlier tonight about this canvas, and I told him how it feels kind of like plastic, and then I remembered a friend of mine in art school who painted on all kinds of things, brick, corduroy, aluminum siding. He did a version of the Mona Lisa on laminated plastic.
So are you suggesting that this painting is actually painted on plastic?
No, I'm suggesting it's painted on laminated plastic.
Why would Dolly Tender do that?
I wondered the same thing, so I came back to the gallery to look it over again. Then, when you called about the birth certificate in the mirror, I thought, what if this painting is on laminated plastic? Because it's protecting something important. Because that's what laminated plastic does.
Excellent thinking, Penny.
But there's one big problem. To see if I'm right, I have to remove part of the painting with paint remover. The kind that strips paint, which would ruin it a lot.
Though I think ruined is what this painting was when the artist first finished it.
Use the paint remover.
But wait, Buck. This may be the only thing of your mother's you'll ever own.
It's more than I had this time yesterday, and I survived. I'm pretty sure I'll survive without it this time tomorrow. Go ahead, Penny.
Okay. I'll take pictures of it before I do. You can frame those if you want.
Call us with anything you discover. We'll come back to the gallery. It doesn't matter what time. And, Penny, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, where did I put that welder's mask? Oh.
This could prove interesting.
I'm sorry it's so late. Maybe you should have been more specific about it doesn't matter what time.
Oh, no. Midnight is a perfectly acceptable time for us to be here.
The process took longer than I thought, and I couldn't save any of the painting.
You had to wipe off the entire work?
The quality of paint wasn't very good, and once I started and saw what was underneath the plastic, I had to clean off the whole thing. I'm sorry, Buck.
It's okay.
What was underneath?
See for yourself. Ta-da! Row after row of what looks to my untrained eye like the pages to a long and boring legal document. Note the first page in the upper left-hand corner.
Upper left-hand... The last will and testament of Dolly Tender Oliver.
Yep, and she's left you all kinds of stuff, Buck.
So Buck's mother has left him some kind of inheritance. I wonder what it is. And what will Mr. Skent do to get his hands on it? Be sure to keep listening to hear the exciting conclusion. You know, for all the progress Buck has made as part of the Meltzner family, he still wonders if he's really changed. As Christians, we can feel the same way. There are times when we feel trapped by our old lives and doubt that God is working in us at all. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we are called to leave our old ways of sin. How? Paul writes, "You were washed, you were made holy, you were made right with God." That's where we put our hope, in God's Holy Spirit working to change us as we yield to Him. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Long End, Part 2, was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Executive producer, Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Townsend Coleman, Kimmy Robertson, Robbie Bruce, Zach Callison, Shona Kennedy, Phil Proctor, Chad Reiser, David Selby, and Audrey Wazalewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.